Hi kids, it's Pastor Laura. I am so glad that you tuned into the website for today's stories about the road to Emmaus. The road to Emmaus is a great story that God has given to us about one of the things that happened to Jesus after he died and rose from the dead. See, he had a lot of friends, and his friends were walking home from Jerusalem to Emmaus. That's about 10K, so that's a very long walk. Anyway, Jesus' friends were walking and talking to each other as they walked home on this road, and suddenly Jesus appeared and started walking with them. The really weird thing was that they didn't recognize him. That would be like if one of your very best friends was walking with you, only you didn't know it was your friend and you thought it was some complete stranger. Can you imagine that? Anyway, Jesus walked with them and talked with them, and then finally, they knew that it was Jesus and they got all excited because that was how they learned that he wasn't dead. You can read all about it in your Spark Story Bible. And there's another story called Lost and Found. And if you click on the link below for Word for Children, you can see both of those stories and hear Cindy Tester reading them to you. There are a lot of questions there too, related to those stories, just like we have in Word for Children in the comfy chairs when you're at church. So make sure you can have someone there with you as you're listening to those stories who can talk about those questions with you. Those questions help us relate both of those stories to what goes on in our own lives. And then there's a short prayer, so I hope you'll take some time to pray together about the road to Emmaus and the ways that Jesus comes to us. If you scroll down past the Word for Children link, you'll also see that there is a video that has Sunday school about the same story. So there is a family that's going to present the Road to Emmaus story. They have cute little stick figures that they used from the Spark Story Bible. It's really cute. You should check it out. They also sing and have some activities and discussion for you. There are also some files that you can download on your home computer and print out if you have a printer. There's a coloring page and an activity page. And there's also a nice story that you could read with your family so that you could see how another family relates the Emmaus story to their lives. I hope you have a really good time with all of these resources on the road to Emmaus. I know it's not quite like being in the comfy chairs, but it's the best we can do for now. So I hope that Jesus meets you on the website and in these materials. Peace be with you. Bye now.